This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You're just trying to be engaged, trying to be involved. I really do, I know it takes a lot, right? Got to get off your butt, got to get in front of a computer somewhere. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live, listen live, and take the poll, but some of the other things you can do is give me some of your money. I'm good with that. No, seriously. I want you to buy stuff. Because when you buy stuff, it helps us promote the show. It seriously does. You know, as I've told you, and many have told you, and you find out from other conservative commentators, not just the social media outlets, but Google and others, they've really tagged us and made it almost impossible for us to do anything, to make any money online, really. So, you can help out. Don't you want to do that? So, I always love what these guys do, the industry, you know, man in the street kind of thing. And not only do they just do the man in the street, but on top of that, like they ask questions that you'd think, just simply, it should be like two buddies walking down the road talking to each other. So I've grabbed another one of those wonderful clips that I love to grab from time to time. And here's a guy that's just a simple question. They don't know why they hate Trump. These young kids have, and again, it's because they've been told they do, so they must, right? Isn't that how it works? Take a listen.
Love Trump, hate Trump?
Trump.
All right, that's one way to say it. What is up then with people thinking that LGBT community persons cannot be supporters of Trump?
That's just stupid.
What are you guys saying?
You're white.
I'm white? What? Did you just apologize for me being white? It's pretty much a...
He didn't know?
Jack thing to say, but whatever. What about you? You think Trump is better or worse?
I'll just say this. CNN is fake news.
We got a truther here. Josh Peck was right. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive. We are here at Cal State University.
You know, again, you look at this. He's at Cal State University Long Beach. He's talking to these kids that have no clue.
I know there are some negative things against him, and fair. We'll concede that to you. But don't forget about all the good things he's done, too. This is a nonpartisan event just trying to raise awareness that Orange Man is not bad. So this thing, it says Trump's not that bad. Some people think he's evil. Some people think he's a god. What's your take on him?
He's a horrible person.
What's up?
Trump.
So what do you think? Do you think he's better or worse?
Worse.
Worse? Can I get your opinion? Just... All right. Trump, what do you think? Anything other than Trump or nah?
I'm not really impressed by anything he has to say, to be honest. I think some of the things he says are offensive, like calling some countries whole countries. I was obviously offended because I'm from some of those countries. So I don't really like his rhetoric, if I had to be honest.
I'm from America.
Can she be some of those countries or is she from one of those countries? I'm just confused.
America, I'm not offended if people call this a-hole.
Oh, okay. Well, I am.
He's just a person, but I think he's doing a great job so far. I hope he gets reelected in next year.
All right. That person claims to be a transgender. I want proof. Sounds kind of weird, but you know what I'm saying? Here's supposedly a transgender person saying that Trump is doing a great job. Wonderful person. There's something wrong here. Something smells bad. You know what I mean?
Trump's not that bad. Do you think that's a true or false statement? Wait, can I get your opinion on that? I honestly want to know.
What? Go f*** yourself.
Well, I don't want to f*** myself because...
you look like you kind of do.
Well, that's really...
You see this guy's walking away. This is the conversation that we teach these young kids from the left. They're so mad. They're so nasty. This is the way they deal with things. Screw you, the heck with you, blah, 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 you. And that proves my point. What proves your point? You're ignorant and a coward on top of it. You can't even stop, hold your ground, and have a conversation. It'd be one thing if he looked and he said, hey, you know what, I'm late for class. I really can't deal with this right now. All right, but I'd love to talk to you about it. Here's my phone number. Here's how to reach out to me. Whatever. I don't even know what you guys use today. Here's my Facebook. Here's how you find me on Facebook. Whatever it is. No, no. No. You can prove you're tough. You can prove you're a man. But, you know, it's funny. They make fun of toxic masculinity. But this loon on the left, this could be toxic masculinity. I don't know. How about toxic lunacy? I like that, too.
Dad, I don't want to. That's hard to do. I don't have a big enough...
Well, you're trying. You're deliberately being a troll. So whatever.
No, I'm literally asking your opinion, right or wrong. No, we don't all know. You clearly don't. All right. Well, I'm a closeted heterosexual anyways, so my wife might be pissed if there's a guy f***ing me.
I like the guy.
Why do you like him? That guy just sig-hailed me.
That guy was weird.
Why are you going to hail Hitler in the middle of school?
He's a weird guy, man.
Isn't it weird that they're like, I know what he's insinuating, as in, like, we are, like, Nazis?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, he's the one sig-hailing Hitler?
Yeah, strange guy, man. But you know, like, National Socialist, right? He's a socialist, right? So
that guy's a national... Well, yeah, do you know that guy? Is he a socialist?
Pretty sure, yeah.
What about some of the good things? Could you name three good things he's done?
No.
Prison reform, record low unemployment rate, defeating ISIS.
I don't think he's responsible for any of those. I think he inherited that.
You think more Obama... It's Obama's plans, and then he inherited it?
Yeah.
Well, why does...
Can you just shoot me? I mean, I'm hearing this more and more and more and more and more. This was Obama's deal. The reason we have record low unemployment is because of Obama's policies. The reason that ISIS is defeated is because of Obama's policies. They were growing under his policies. That's number one. Number two is, if all it took was Obama leaving office, and he loves this country so much, why did he leave like 2 years after he got in? I'm just curious. Isn't that what you would ask? I mean, if all these things... worked after he left. My God, you should have left earlier. So we'll see your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go for a lot more. Look, I'm having fun with this. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying this immensely. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with us, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, buy my coffee mug. It's a TRS mug. I'm telling you, everything. I'm having chicken soup tonight, right? And you can see everything tastes better in the TRS mug. I had it in the TRS mug. Tastes like chicken soup like I've never had before. If you don't find the same thing, well, your taste buds are broken. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, always appreciate the time you spend with us. We are playing a clip. We have interviews going on college campuses. And the question is Trump that bad? Right? What do you like or don't you like about Trump? It ain't that hard. And yet, a lot of these people who say they hate Trump, they can't stand Trump, he is that bad, can't tell you why. Well, they can't honestly, I should rephrase that, they can't honestly tell you why. They're just spewing what they've heard on TV.
Does he not get the credit for the good things, but then he gets blamed for the travel ban? Do you know what I'm saying? It's because Obama made the travel ban, and then he put it into effect, even though Obama made it. Why does he get blamed for being racist and Obama doesn't?
You're saying that Obama initiated the travel ban?
Yeah, all those countries, that was a full plan drafted by the Obama administration, and then Trump had implemented it. Do you guys know Trump's not that bad? Run! It's a picture of Trump, go! Scared him. We actually got scared. Did you see that? Wow. I didn't say he's that good. I just said he's not that bad. You know, his policies have really, I mean, not that this would even, like, necessarily matter, but they've largely affected beneficially minority communities, especially black communities, with the recent prison reform, right? That was massive and huge. First president in many administrations to do any reform that helped lower sentences for nonviolent crimes, low drug offenses, which really affected black communities specifically. Lowest unemployment rate in over 40 years in black communities. Highest homeownership rate ever in black communities. I mean, there's over 4 million people off food stamps. I mean, it's like really cool. And $800 billion as well back into the pockets of retired minorities, especially black people in those communities that had been robbed. So a lot of his policies have helped communities, like specifically minority communities. What's your opinion on the guy? You think he's all right? Think he's terrible?
Yeah, I think he's kind of terrible.
What, that paper you have right there is a bunch of accomplishments that Trump has done. Have you ever seen those?
I've heard of them.
Do you feel like defeating ISIS is bad?
No.
It's not that bad, right? Who can say where the road
When you think about this, think about what these kids have been taught, what's been shoved into their heads. What they've been, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's what they've been told to believe, right? And, you know, my constant argument here, with you especially, when do you start reaching out to your nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, and so on? When do you start doing that to get them to understand what the truth is, to know what the truth is? Because right now they don't know. They don't have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on. We're going to have some more fun.
Seed and say everything that you think that is bad, because it's your opinion. It's not. You can't be wrong for having an opinion. What about any good things that he's done?
I'm not that educated, so I'm not going to say anything. I go by his rhetoric. I don't know that much about his policies.
Do you feel like a president is defined by his rhetoric or his policies?
Oh, both.
Well, how do we know him if we only know his rhetoric?
That's a good question.
I'm going to give it to you straight. And as a socialist, and I'll self-admit it, he knows it.
Well, you can't really be a socialist in America.
He can.
Well, because you don't live in a socialist system, so it's like...
Yeah, we do. You ever heard of corporate socialism?
We don't actually live in a socialist system.
We're tax credits. We give tax credits to corporations.
Well, yeah, I think that we have a flawed system of capitalism, but that's not pure socialism.
And we can't give that money to people who need it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We aren't in that system.
Are we giving money?
It's easy to be a socialist when you don't live in a socialist country.
Mexico's a socialist country.
Would you like to live in Mexico?
I used to live in Mexico.
Why are you here?
My parents are here.
He's here. He's going to school here. He's probably using American grants. I wonder if he's using Mexican grants to go to school, you think? I mean, they don't even see their own hypocrisy. They don't even see the mindset that they have that is so wrong, so off, so bad.
I mean, you would really rather live in Mexico than here?
I live in both places. I have dual citizenship.
What do you guys think?
But wait a minute. He never answered the question. Would you or would you not? Do you want to live in Mexico, don't you? Is it a better place to be? He wouldn't answer the questions.
I'm white? She says, I'm sorry, you're white, and wouldn't talk to me. I don't remember a time in history when people used to say, I'm sorry, you're a certain skin color, I don't want to associate with you. Sounds pretty recent. You guys agree, disagree with the statement? Anybody think he's better or worse than he is?
Trump 2020.
What's up, man? You have an opinion, I really want...
What was it? What did he say? 2020? What is that? I don't know what that is.
I want to hear your opinion. I want to what? Well, you could say Donald Trump, but that's why I want to hear why.
He expanded it.
I don't think he expanded it, no.
I think he did.
I don't believe he did.
No, I think he did.
It was like actually, because that's why seven of the top Muslim nations weren't on it, because it wasn't a Muslim ban. It was terror-prone countries that Obama made. So I'm just, and I'm not saying that Trump's the best guy in the world, by the way.
This way, what's the reason Trump did it? For racist purposes.
I mean, maybe.
See, this is the part that bothers me. Makes me crazy. Most of the time, they're only mad because they think Trump is a racist, a homophobe, a hater, whatever. We go down a whole list of stuff, you know? A womanizer. Because he is those things in their mind, it doesn't matter why he implements something. Right? So even if the wall, even if the border is something that all the Dems agreed to twice in the last decade, funded twice in the last decade, or a little bit more, because Trump wants to revise it and make sure it's happening for real, then he's a bad president. I mean, think about this. Four presidents before him said that the Israeli embassy belonged to Jerusalem in the capital. None of them ever moved it. He moves it, and he's a xenophobe or whatever. It's just that they hate him. And there's a lot of us in the conservative movement that know how this feels. Not to his level, obviously. But thank God that he's so thick-skinned. I'll get off this in a minute. Thank God he's so thick-skinned that this stuff doesn't bother him. Doesn't really bother him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even as other nations were grounding the Boeing 737 MAX jets, the FAA says it waited to do it because they needed proof of a connection between Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash and another in Indonesia a few months ago. Acting Administrator Dan Elwell says satellite tracking imagery shows a possible link.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
A late winter blizzard is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain and Plains states, causing airline flight cancellations and scores of traffic crashes, including the death of a Colorado state trooper. The system is known as a bomb cyclone. Wind gusts at the Denver airport have been up to 70 miles per hour. That's hurricane force winds. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We're back. I'll give you a minute to finish dancing so you don't break anything. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Be engaged. I mean, seriously. Knock it off and get engaged. And I say that because, as you heard in the last two segments, you've got... God. You got kids on college, and I say kids, yeah, right, get over it. I say kids. You have kids on college campuses that can't tell you why they hate or dislike Trump. They can't tell you what he's done or hasn't done. It makes no sense. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. But I got to tell you something. I don't know how we get... See, this is the part where all the information isn't getting out. So, ICE Union is urging President Trump to tell the Americans the truth about the border crisis. They're asking him... Now, if you're on the left, you're going, see, it's about time. Excuse me. They're asking him to be direct. No more rhetoric. It's not working. You need to get right up in their faces and tell them what's going on. 2 years into his presidency, Donald Trump has failed to implement many of the immigration reform promises that were central to his campaign. You know, like building the wall on the wall at the Mexican border, ending many of the Obama-era policies that his supporters see as problematic. Now frustration is boiling over to the immigration and customs enforcement people. Remember, they endorsed him back in the election. They'd never done that before. Now, this past Monday, the National ICE Council, a union that represents thousands of ICE agents, sent a letter, not an ICE letter, to the president criticizing him for failing to decisively act at ending policies they believe wreak havoc at the border and waste critical government resources. They are right. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of them are wrong. This is where I get, you can't blame this all on Trump. Where are the Democrats? Where are the people that say that they care about your kids? Where are the people that say they care about security? Or do they care about people being able to make it north of the border safely, if you would? In the midst of an immigration crisis on the southern border, your administration is squandering scarce ICE resources, playing the political games with our officers, their mission, and the safety of the American public, the union wrote. You frequently speak publicly of the great public safety work ICE is doing under your leadership, but to be direct, Mr. President, it doesn't match reality. Specifically, the union cited an infamous Obama-era policy of catch and release, where illegal immigrants with no criminal background are released into the American public while they wait for a court system to hear their cases. Oftentimes, they disappear. We've been talking about this for years. 92% of these people never show up for the court case. Never to be seen again. So how's that working out? How is that keeping us safe? Pelosi, explain, please. You're the one who keeps calling him a liar, and a lot of you on the left keep calling him a liar, saying there's no crisis. But the guy's working the board and saying there is a crisis. Matter of fact, some of you women I know that like to troll me and write me nasties, why don't you have your husbands go down to the border and work the border? If there's nothing there, if it's safe, if all these people want our jobs, or you can go down there. Because there's no women being raped. There's nothing going on at the border. It's all cool. Right? No crisis. So it's really funny. When it doesn't affect you directly, you don't seem to care. Not a big deal. Catch and release isn't just happening in an overdrive. Catch and release must continue as ICE doesn't have sufficient custody space to hold a massive number of family units illegally entering the United States every day. Here's what I would do. We have many Army bases, military bases along the border, or just north of the border, that can hold thousands. So instead of catching and releasing, throw them in a bus and take them to a detention center. DHS resources on the border are overwhelmed, the letter stated. Political games in Washington, D.C. have rendered the United States completely incapable of controlling its southern border. Hundreds of man hours are wasted each day. Right? I mean, these guys are screaming for help. Why aren't we helping? This is like the issue in Benghazi. These guys are screaming for help. You have people that are being accosted, assaulted, raped. And the Dems are saying, no, no, there's no crisis at the border. The letter from the union goes on to say the problem is so grave that this seemingly benign policy matter is actually the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing. And it applies to national security. You don't like fake news and neither do our officers. So instead of let's provide transparency, tell the Americans the truth, stop the nonsense and these wasteful, dangerous policies now. Well, here's the problem. Right? For the writer, you know as well as I do, the minute he does anything with this, anytime he writes an order, anytime he pushes them to change something, what happens? He gets sued. And some liberal left-wing Obamaite lawyer, a judge, will kick back the order. Now, I don't know who's directing the president at the White House, but there are ways he can get this in front of the Supreme Court faster, and he should. It should not wait 6, 7, 8, 9 months for it to get in front of the Supreme Court. The first time the organization ever endorsed a candidate for the White House, that was back in 2016. Now, although the White House didn't issue a direct statement, the Department of Homeland Security blamed a stagnant Capitol Hill and a growing border crisis for its issues faced by government agencies. They go on to say that we have repeatedly sounded the alarm of Congress as resources are being stretched across DHS, as agencies work to contain this historic surge. See, again I say, remember that guy that ran for vice president? Paul Ryan? Right? Why didn't he slam through some of these things before they left? They're only lame duck because they have this gentlemanly agreement that they won't try to pass anything in those last few weeks of Congress. Let the people coming in take it over. No, no, no. No, the things that were important to the American people, they should have slammed home. They had nothing to lose. What were they going to do? Get voted out? We've repeatedly sounded the alarm with Congress. The DHS's agencies work to contain this historic surge. ICE and CPB are fully engaged on the coordinating response and continue to update Congress on the challenges faced by our agents, but they do nothing. Right? I mean, seriously. When you think about what's going on down there at the border, when you think about what's happening, you know, what's it going to take? Is it going to take the cartel killing half a dozen, not that I want this to happen, half a dozen border guards? Is it going to take, maybe we need to do actual video. What do you think of this? Let's do video of the dead bodies along the border. I've had two Arizona sheriffs that I heard say the same thing. Stop showing pictures of them jumping over the fence. Show the pictures in the area where the open border is, where they come in to hundreds and hundreds of miles of barren ground, just desert for all intents and purposes, and the dead bodies all around the place. Show them that. It makes sense to me. When do we actually get, you know, again, I would love, they don't call in, though. Or even send me an email. I would love for a Democrat to send me an email or call in. Let me know how you justify. You cannot call the president a liar when the union, right, somebody on your side, for all intents and purposes, the president union says we're drowning down here. We need help. We need to fix this. And yet you don't see a problem with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, be part of the conversation. You get some input from other people. Might not be exactly on the same page as you, but at least you'll get informed. As we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the college students that want free laundry detergent. Oh, and fabric softener. Why? Because it's racism if they don't get it. God bless. We'll be back in a little bit.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I could do that one.
I got a nighttime camera.
See, this, you just, all you gotta do is get like a little throat thing going on, you can do it too. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm sure my baby's American made. Our four are American made, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us in the third hour. Always a lot of fun when he joins us, and a lot of good information. You need to take notes. You should always go back and get the notes after the show. The, you know, I did this one already, didn't I? I just didn't wipe it out. Next time, throw something at me when I do that. All right, so if you want to know about the college students that demand free laundry, I think I did that in the last hour, and I just didn't wipe out the show. You can tell I'm off my game, but none of the, you know, it probably bears repeating, right? But no, I didn't finish it. That's what it was. But the college students were demanding free laundry. They want detergent, fabric softener, and so much more. And if we don't give it to them, we're racist, right? Now, they demanded that the college fire a professor, Sam Abrams, for his sin of calling for ideological diversity in a New York Times op-ed. Wouldn't that great of him? Really? They want things like, let me see. They have a set of demands. All right, here's the demands. They want free housing and food for students to amend for the alleged injustices imposed on people of color. What if they're not people of color? Really? So in other words, they want reparations at the college level now. Members of the Diaspora Coalition presented a list of demands to President Crystal Collins during a two-day sit-in at her office. The nine-page list of demands included a lot more. You ready for this? Take notes. You may want to use this as a negotiating tactic. Free winter housing with a communal kitchen containing dry goods from the food pantry. Free laundry detergent. Why just winter housing? Are they sleeping in the car during the summer? Free laundry detergent and fabric softener for all students. Special housing for students of color. Allow students to share meal swipes because it's unacceptable that there are students with leftover swipes at the end of the semester when other students are going hungry because they ran out of meal options. Now, I don't know if this has to do with money. And some people don't, you know, use things. So let me see how this works. So you have somebody who maybe eats too much. I'll just put it that way. Maybe they snack too much. I don't know what the meal options are. And I do know that when I did some work for a contractor up at Microsoft years ago, they had this kind of thing going on. You could buy meal packages. I don't know, 20 meals, 20 swipes, whatever. So you go up there and get a full tray of food. That was a swipe. You buy a bag of potato chips. That was a swipe. So you need to find out really what it's about. But again, think about that. I don't use all mine, so I'm going to give them to so-and-so. Or maybe they go swipe. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with sharing. Don't get me wrong. But what about just a tad, just a little control maybe? Mandatory first-year orientation session about intellectual elitism. Yeah, that should be mandatory for everybody, right? Especially in light of, how we found out recently that there are celebrities and others paying for their kids to go to college or paying for the kids to get into college. No, I'm not talking about tuition, you know that. On-campus jobs prioritized the hiring of international students. Wait a minute. So I, on a college campus that gets American tax dollar funding or grants in American tax dollars, I have to make sure that foreign students get that money first? How does that work? Prevent students of color from being educated about history by racist white professors. I love it. So that means that every white professor is automatically racist, period. End of discussion. Are they really serious about this? Reject funding from the Charles Koch Foundation and review the tenure of racist professor Sam Abrams. All students have unlimited access to therapy sessions and permanent funding for minority student unions that is not paid for by the student body. You know, this house should be signed at the end by the Union of Soviet Socialist Boneheads. I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, so we're going to reject funding from... Who's going to replace the funding from the Charles Koch Foundation? Really, who's going to do it? And my God, you know, if students had unlimited access to therapy sessions, you'd have more therapists than you would professors. And they'd have to sleep on their own couches because they'd be so tired from how many sessions they were doing. That's how crazy it is. You can find that on TammyBruce.com. Always loved her. Thought she used to do a show in Los Angeles. She was great. So they were all over this one because they thought this was a great, great piece as well. Hiring slumps, which I thought was funny. through the broad picture suggests expansion will continue. So, you know, everybody is screaming and yelling about how much trouble we're having. See, they can't find anybody to work. Job growth slowed in February, not because the economy slowed, because whether you believe it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, the economy's doing well. The economy's still pretty solid. Now, the reason behind it is if you can't hire anybody, if the people aren't out there to hire, and don't give me this stuff, see, this is why we should let them over the wall, because there's people there that could do the work. No, no. Remember, we were originally told that we should let people in from the border because they would do the jobs Americans wouldn't want to do. That's not what's falling short on filling some of these jobs. Now, the U.S. jobs growth slowed in February, falling far short of the predictions. They say don't get crazy about it yet. The breakneck pace of hiring. My God, my tongue and mouth aren't working. The breakneck pace of hiring slumped in February, a sign that the U.S. growth is cooling. Though strong wage growth and early robust job gains suggest the economy's near a decade-long expansion, and it'll keep expanding. Now, if you get to the U.S. non-farm payrolls, they rose after being adjusted to 20,000 in February, and the Labor Department said Friday marking the slowest pace for job growth since September of 2017. Now then, hurricanes skewed the hiring pattern. Right? They were expecting 180,000 new jobs. They didn't quite get that many. But the problem is the jobs that they're looking for, they don't have people trained to do. Now, I've said this a long time ago. I don't have a problem with... I'm a big career tech ed fan. All right? And I keep saying this. We have community colleges all across this country that A, aren't full, you know, and B, they're not... So a lot of them aren't pushing the career tech ed curriculum. Why not find out what jobs are needed in your areas? What industry is hurting in your area? And then allow those colleges to bring those industries in, to bring experts from those industries in to train, to teach. Wouldn't that be the way to do it? That way there, if you spent the last 50 years of your life as an 8-track repairman, you can get maybe you can get certified in solar panel repair and installation. Wouldn't that make sense? I'm just guessing here. Wouldn't that make sense? Now, that's right in line with the story that I also did through the AP. The job market workers, ones that were waiting to come to work, have now come off the sidelines and they're stepping up and they're looking at work that they might be able to do. They're looking at jobs that they might have, maybe not an expertise in that area, but they're looking at jobs that they know they can do. So even with those people coming off the sidelines, coming to work, there's still a problem filling these jobs. And that's why the job market is down. It's not because businesses are closing. It's not because they're having problems in those areas. So when you see the hiring slump, what's really sad about this is some of my friends, I hate to say it that way, some of my friends on the left are actually gloating over the fact, hey, look at what's going on with your Trump now. We're in a hiring slump. Yeah, you fool. We're in a hiring slump because there isn't enough people to fill the jobs. They can't fill the jobs when they can't fill the jobs. You can't say they're hiring more people. You can say there are more jobs available, but you can't say you're hiring more people. So, don't jump into that bandwagon. Don't get all caught up in that garbage. When you're telling stories, when you're getting on somebody for saying that the job market's, make sure you have the facts that you can come off with. Because they can't refute those. Most of the time they say, I read somewhere. Well, don't read somewhere. Tell me what. Give me the facts. Tell me what's going on. Don't be one of those people. Dr. Gerard Lamero is going to join me in the next hour. He wants to talk about the strategy the Democrats are putting together to defeat Trump. You don't want to miss this. We'll be back in a few minutes.